Still trying to figure out what's the case of the Mishnah. Maybe Anosha is Nagir by Mukdash. So, you want to say that we're talking about this Mukdash in Tzchal first, because Mura said, I've loved this kachim. And so first Mura wants to say that it's chal together. And then Mura says, you can't say that. It's not too much shlil. And Mura says, the man is called Mahoikis. But I will see that the Gid comes afterwards. The Gid comes Alm Issa Mukdash and Kadim. So Issa Hekdash is Chal first. Because the Gid only develops afterwards. I guess Mukdash and Kadim. I want to say, Elsa Gid is Chai Halayim. She can't assume Noyag Ben Noyag is a Chumra. That's where we're up, I think. Manchal, the Aisvara, Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rashi says, "All this chomer who should know b'nei noach, he can't mess these and like b'nei noach nesa get a nasha. B'nei noach nesa get a nasha. That's a Yehuda. What's this like a Yehuda? Can't know b'behema uchaya b'yerech shalimin v'yasho small. Rashi can't be yerech shalimin shalit small. The Yehuda shemina lei ain't noach el bachas." With our mission, doesn't go like a Yehuda. Doesn't go like a Yehuda. So then, how can you say that the chumah that Neg ben Noach makes this a gid chal on this a kachim? Gemara, Haytana Salakavas b'chad paleg b'chad. He holds like him, the guy ben Noach. This again, Noach was chal before Mount Tyre. He doesn't like a Yehuda. The guy ben Yerach Yemin, Yerach Smal. Emeshan Reb Yehuda, mitmeya. This alav is alav. Kachim is karis misham lei. As Rashi. Emeshan Reb Yehuda, dam mishum chumah degid. The noy bnei noach. Chal nami isach mini. What I wanted to say. That's mitmeya. Where's we talking about? Like we said, he's telling me that is a gernasha. It's not only by Behemet Tahira, it's even by Behemet Temeya. Shamalid Asi Issa Gid, Lechayel Issa Temeya. Da'af Agav Issa Temeya, Meima, Issa Gid, Eino Hachi Voled, Rabbi Yehuda, Eino Bishlul Kamar, Masnis Nefelachi, Chayel Gid, Atemeya. Mishum, Issa Temeya, Lab Almu, Issa Gid, Chamur, Shkinag Menach. That's what we're saying, Issa Chomer, Issa Chal, and Issa Kal. So that's by regarding Behemet Temeya. Issa Gid, Issa Chal, and Behemet Temeya. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Kachim, the Issa Karis, Shal Yidei Kachim, Ba Lidei Karis. You're going, Achle Betuma, or Pigol, the Noiser. Misham Lid Chal Gid Alayu. Haray, Behemet Temeya is a lav. Okay. Gid Anash is also a lav. But it's more chomer than lav because Noyeg before Mount Tyre. Hashem came, we want this or Gid to be Chal and Kachim. Kachim is itself chomer. Kachim is not just a regular lav. So Meila, the chumra of B'nai Noyach, is not necessarily going to make it more chomer than Kachim. Lagabe, that we should say it's a chalisa. Because it is a karis. Why is it a karis? Says Rash kachim is a karis. Shai they kachim, boli they karis. So As Rashi is quickly pointed out, it doesn't mean kipshutai that if you eat kachim, you chayav karis. It's not true. It's just that kachim is shaykh is a karis. Going achle betuma or pigol the nicer. Kachim has a potential for karis. Hakapon Umar saying that gives a certain chumra over regal lav. Meila, how do you know? Although isagi is also chumra. As a special chumra b'nei nayach, the male is going to chal kachim. An interesting taste over here. Taisa says Taisa Mashpatu Vishlamim Lachazrika the Shari Aflizarim but the name of the Chayal Kal is a good Afagav Lachazrika Puck is a kachim. In the Ashkan Chayel album, Tam, a kim in the Hashel Lech is a kachim. Taisa wants to know, Haray, once you shecht, once you zerg the dam of carbon shlamim, there's no iser, there's no meila. Afkav yachal lovi the iser karis, and oichla betumas a guf. Amai loch is a gid, then can iser chal iser. Taisa wants to know, now, why should Isser Gid be Chal on Shlamim after the Zrika? Then you don't have the Chumra. What's the word saying? The Kach is more Chumra. So, Mela, Isser Gid can't be Chal. Even Isser Gid has a Chumra. Yeah? That's only before Zrika. But after Zrika, the Karban Shlamim, Kach and Kalim, Isser Mela goes off. Mela, it should be Chal. Yeshlem as far, kim the mechayim lechayil is again, dikis mekdashim, yachalav me dekaris, and they pigle, su lechayil is again, machashchita, zricha. Meaning, she yachal mechayim is again, duma di Yaakov, very funny svara. Duma di Yaakov, she nosh legid the mechayim. Funny svara. Tell you, says, since, what's the mock of this again, nosha? Yaakov vino. Since by Yaakov vino, it happened mechayim, so too, if the Issa Gid and Nosh is not Chal Mechayim, because Mechayim, Kachim has a Chumra of Karis, so even Lachamisa, Lachazrika, this Issa Gid can't be Chal. Why? Because the Mach of this Issa Gid is Yaakovinu, which is Mechayim. Maval Rayim. Yaakov's Gid didn't become us from Mechayim, yeah? The story happened Mechayim. So therefore, Allah is when also has Bechal Mechayim, Mother Smart. Back upon him, this Taisus is very interesting Taisus because the famous Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is Mechadish that even with Enes Chalisser, yeah, but he says, Avada, the second Isser is Chal. It just is no Einish. And one of his rise from the Gemara in Yavamas, the Gemara says, Nachmina, L'Kaiv, Ben Risham, Gemurim. If a guy is Bail Nerva, it's a Chaisen, Chasishtai, whatever it is. And Chazisha, right? So this double Isser, Nachmina, we bury him. You bury him in Mirusham Gemur. With this Prima Gadim, answer Shvar Shach. We don't have time for that right now. But that's Prima Gadim. Yeah? Big Yisai, that Isser is Chal, just not Liam Yainish. With Derech Agav, Prima Gadim writes, Yeshli Bezeh Nekuda Nefla. When it comes to answer Kasha and the Shach, this he says this is right. The Maisa, there's another famous Nekuda Nefla of the Rambam. The Rambam increases in Pirish Mishnayis. Rambam's Yeshiv was that Nekuda Nefla. The Prima Gadim's Nekuda Nefla is Nistar from the Rambam's Nekuda Nefla. He's trying to be cute over here with the Nekuda Nefla. He's obviously taking that from the Rambam. Comes out that his Nekuda Nefla is a steer at the Rambam's Nekuda Nefla. Ram over there asks, Gemara says that Isra'na is called Maisif. Right? So Ram asks, by Basav Cholov, yeah? Cholov B'Chelev. The Bas V'Cholav, why do we say Ein Yisachal Iser Cholav V'Chelev Ein Yisachal Iser, because the Bas V'Cholav is already Aser Ein Yisachal Iser I Bas V'Cholav is Aser B'Hana. Just like Behektish, we say Hektish is Chal because Aser B'Hana. Yeah? That's why it's called Maisif. So it's Chal. So why don't we say the same thing by Bas V'Cholav? So Ramzi Yeshiv is at the Kudu Nifla that says the Rambam, because Isser Hana can only be Chal if there's an Isser Achila. Ech Isser Achila, Ech Isser Nav Mashma by Bas V'Cholav, the Rambam, it's only if this Achila Bas V'Cholav is Chal, then the Chal Isser Hana. But if Alt Enes Chal Isser, this Achila can't be Chal, the male is no Isser Hana either, so male is not Maisa. Never starts. Yeah, the Rambam says, Yesh B'Kudu Nifla. L'chair, it's against Pim Godman's Kudu Nifla. Pim Godman says, Enes Chal Isser, this is Chal. This is no Einish. So if this is Chal, it means this Achil is Chal, Mil Isser Hana is Chal, Mil it's Maisif, Mil it's Chal even Gabi Yayish. So Chayr Pim God was the Kudu Nifla, is against the Rambam's the Kudu Nifla, and it's also against his Taisus. What does Taisus say? Taisus says, this is Nachal Machayim, this is a Gernosh, it's Nachal Machayim, it can't be Chal HaChamisa. Because why is Nachal Machayim? And it's Chal Isser. Right? Why is Nachal Machayim? Mechayim, it can't be Chal because it's Kachim, right? Since the Issa Gid can't be Chal Mechayim because Issa Kachim is first. According to Pim Gadim, Ein is Chal Isser, this is Chal. So means this is Chal Mechayim. So then, this is Chal, no Einish. Lachem Issa, the Shemin Einish. What was that is Kasha? Lachamisa, Lachazrika, this kachim goes off. Right? So he says, no, it has to be Chal Machayim. As far as it has to have been Einish Machayim, it means right, Yaakim, it has to be Chal Machayim. According to Gadim, it was Chal Machayim. Once it was Chal Machayim, Lachamisa, it should be Einish also. So, right. Look at more weiter. Okay. So we got a problem. The Berechem Kodesh. By saying, of Lodis Kodeshim, Aviyasa, and Hink Kodeshim. So again, we want to know what's going on over here that it's Chal, the Gernosh is Chal and Hekdesh. As Mavakes Grashi. It's like Kodesh, Flad, El Berechem. Mitziyasa. So, Tumad Bechor. So, Kushus Bechor is only Chal at the Rechem. So Meila Hashmina Tana Nidan Tafkav Dein Gidnayim Mishar Mukdashim Daha Is Mukdashim Kadim, like we're saying the whole time, is a Gidnash Nachal until the later, right? First comes the meat, and then it turns into Gid, then it's Chal, but it's already Hektish. No, that's by regular Kachim. Yitzir's Uber Kedemis Sulas is a Gid V'Chayil Filachi Yesh Mukdashim. Shagid noig b'hem. Kegoyin, mechor, amonim shach. I noig b'shlil, is a gid kaidim. So lepaka. Mi ein noig b'shlil, tavayu b'ayad dodi asa. If Gernosh is noig b'shlil, then it's Gernosh is chal first. If you want to tell me it's only when it's born, yeah, say it. When's this a hektish chal? By a mechor? When it's born. So it's a gid. Isser Mukdashim is Chal Vasachas. So when our Mishnah says that Gidnosh is Noig Mukdashim, we're talking about Bechar. Not all Hekdish, Tafka Bechar. Anybody saying Mizra Grashim below this Kachim? Vashmin and Tana, Didan, Bloy Kachim, Meima. Ela Bab Yasim, when it's born, it's Yasim. Hilkoch Isser Gid, Noig, Mekulam. Why? Should the Eu Kadim, the Noig Mishlil, Sulay Paka? Like Tehim and Me'iman Kedoshim. Oh, this is Mekdoshim Kodim. You don't mean it. I've heard before. Lachi Nogim Aviyasim, which is listening to the cross. The Machlaik is by the Kachim, Vlad Kachim. When is it Chal? Is it Chal the Me'iman? The Vlad Kachem, when does it become Kaidish? The Me'iman or the Chal when it's born? So we're going now, my name is Chal when it's born. Me'ila, Manavsha. If it's Gid was Chal, when it was Uber, say, is it came first? It's not Paka. El may want to say, Gid is only Chal afterwards, when it's born. Say this, right there, if you hold the Kachem, it's Bevayasan, and it's Chal together. Look more back. I'm a Chibar Yosef. Lo yishon el kachim and acholim. Av kachim she'en lecholim, ein yisugid noig behem. Rabbi Yechon Amar, ech el kachim and acholim, ech kachim ein lecholim, yisugid noig behem. Says Rashi, in acholim, chad zah asham reshlamim. So chad zah asham, there is parts of it that's into the kayanim eat, shlamim, the bailim eat, Shein Echalim is Ayla. There's no Gid. Gid and Nasha is not Naig by Ayla. Chayim Machlaikis. Says the Gemara. Amra Papa, I plegi Kan Al Kaisa, Kan Al Laisa. Says Rashi. Al Kaisa, Lokim Achlai. Now Laisa is Bech. Ain't this a Gid Naig? Him will come up. So we say, the machlokes, whether kachim, she'ein necholim, is the isagit. Ve'echen says, even by ayla, kids, the machlokes by the isagit by ayla. So Marwan said, Papa says, no machlokes. Ve'echen says, that there is an isher, he's talking about gabi eating. And what's the name of Chia Barat Yezer says, I messed up. Chaim Yosef says that right, Dafka Kachim Echol, the oil and not. So now the Gemara is saying when he says oil and not, it's talking about Lagabe Malchus. But La Loisai, everyone holds no secret. Even Rabbi Yechon holds no secret. Lagabe being put on his back. Ikadam Yom Papa, like please, come lechaltsai. Kana Laisa. Says Rashi. What does it mean? They're arguing even got Mizbech. Mandam ain't noig ba'ayla. L'chalza kamash. Ain't a mitzuva l'chalza. You don't have to take it out. Okay? There's no iser gid. L'gabe Mizbech. What does that mean? It means you don't have to take out the gid before you put it in the Mizbech. Like you have to take it out before you want to eat it. Man dam and noyig la loisa kamar the os la loisa if they ask. Okay. So when we say there's no iser gid, that means not mechuyev take it out. But if it was taken out, it's also to put it on mizbeach separately. Now nach mitzvah kamar la loisa plegi. The goof arguing about Allah Isai. Isanya. Isanya. And actually, there is. That means Gamar. It's complicated here, so let's just read our Gemara. Sanya. V'hikter ha-kayin es ha-kol ha-mizbecha. L'rabois ha-tzomois v'agidin v'akarnayim v'atlofen. So we're talking about carbon oil. And it says, right, your pick the kirba krav yuchatz v'mayim. Victor Kain is Hakal on his back. Oila, Ishe, Rech, Mechaych, Lasha. Okay? Yeah, you put everything up there. Even the bones. And the Gidin. And the hoofs. And the horns. You know, it's not food. Yachal, I feel a parachute. I would think even if these non-edibles got separated from the ayla, still you put it up. Hamleim enough. Vasis ayla secha habasar v'adam. Ibasar v'adam yachol yachloitz kinim atzamos v'yal basar gamizbech. So we got two psukim. One says everything, mashma even non-edibles, like the horns, the hooves, etc. The giddin. Another pasuk says basar and dam, mashma and everything else not. Okay, it's that. Mechubar and yal. Hirshu, I feel the brayshim was beyach yaredu. Okay. So we have a braisa that says that is an afkamina if it was pirushu or not. This the yimala, the giddin on the mizbeach, it's only together with the whole animal. But if it was separated, they're not. Says Rashi. Hakol ribayu. I feel a perishim min abasa. Hanakidin, begidin, and mutar and kamar. Dumin that summons. So we're not necessarily talking about the Giranash over here. When you say gidin, it means other gidin. Not the Giranash. But it's together with the non edibles. I feel a perishim min abasa. Hanakidin. Yeah. Fine. Uman shamale. The Amar perishu yardu. Rebbe. So this price we just said. That you're not maila the gidin when it's pirushu. That's tali machlokes. That's a sheet of Rabbi. They're bonin argue. And we're going to understand in the hemshach what this has to do with geranasha. So far, we haven't said anything about geranasha in this discussion. So far, the first brisa, that says. The steer in the psukim. One pasuk says basa v'dam. One pasuk says hakol, including horns, hooves, gid. Teretz is nafkamina. Together, you put everything on mizbeach. If it separates, you gotta take it down, even when it was on top of the mizbeach already. This is the shita of Rebbe. How are we gonna see this? Nisanya, v'hikdir hakoyin es hakol. Same pasuk. The rabbis had samois vagidin karnayim vatlofen. Afilu pirushu. So Tanakam here says not like the brayse before. Afilu pirushu. Hamani mekayim vasisa asecha habasav adam. Be telling me that even by pirushu, still you got to bring bimala on the mizbeach. So where's the pasuk that says dafka basav adam lafuke karnayim tlofen vechulu? The Gemara said, but paikin. What's paikin? Paikin mal or. He was ready in the fire and somehow it popped out. It popped out of the fire. Okay? So, and then the lach is, if it's already burnt to a certain extent, it's ready, then you don't have to put it back. But if it's not burnt enough, you have to put it back. Now, okay, it's a ikuli basar atamachzer. The atamachzer ikuli give matzamos. So, meaning, when we say the pasuk dafka dam abasav adam, it's talking about when it was in the fire already, and so if meat got popped out, you got to put it back. But if gid got popped out, that's when we say, no, basav adam and not gid. So the gid, if the gid was separated before you put it up, you got to put it up. But if the gid was up there already, and somehow fell out of the fire, it's not fully consumed, then you don't got to put it back. Even if it's not fully consumed. This is Tatkam. Rabbi, Kosmei Achram Mevekim Kainam is called Riba. Kosmei Achram Mevekim Kainam is called Riba. We had the brayso before. Okay, it's that. Michubarin, Yalu, Pirush Rafa LeBarash Mizbech, Yerdu. Okay, so this braise we said before is subject to Machloikis, Rabbi Nerbach. Now, Reg Gemara, Rabbanon, no Gemara, Rabbanon Michubarin, Yitzhakra. I mean, according to the Chachamim, what's the pasuk that says, "Victor Akal as Akal Mizbecha"? It's not telling me Mechubar and Dafka, right? Because it said Mechubar and Itzchakra, Rabuye. Now the pasuk gets Marba, Karnayim, is even by Pirushu. Why? If you like Rabbi, tell him it's Dafka Mechubarim. I don't need a pasuk. And mechubarim, you're mylet. What's my raya? Midahav aroish shel oila. That's beferish in the pasuk at the head of the oila goes on his back. Right now, the rosh of the oila is full of bones, as Rashi. So we see, if you have to mark with the rosh, it means you have to mark with the bones. Okay. So it means minimal when it's mechubarin, we see makar the bones anyway. So therefore, if a pasuk tells me hakol, it comes to marbe, even if it's not mechubar. It's across the parsh. Okay? Now, the rabbi, mechubarim de teira, it's across the rabuye. It's across the gid hanasha. Bimchuber. So, the rabbanon have a good taina. So how could Rebbe say that the pasuk, we need the pasuk from mechubarim? Mechubarim we already know from the Rosh. Elamai, says Rebbe, you're right. So what do I need the pasuk for? Timarba even gina nasha bimchuber. Says Rashi. No Rashi. Yeah? So Meila. Oh, so what do we see from here? And the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanan is going to be about Gid Anasha. They're arguing not about Gid Anasha. All of a sudden, the Machlekes really boils down to Gid Anasha. According to Rabbanan, they say, we don't need a pasuk from Mechubarim. We're not from Rosh. Therefore, the pasuk tells me, even Pirushu. Rebbe says, no. The pasuk is telling me, Dafka by Mechubarim, but by Pirushu, you don't put it up. I already know Mechubarim. No, we need a pasuk to tell me Mechubarim even by Geranasha. According to Rabbi, even the Geranasha goes up on the Mizbech. So Machlaik is Rabbi Nabon is whether Geranasha goes up on the Mizbech or not. Rabbanon, Mashki Yisrael, Amut Yisrael. Rabbanon say, Geranasha doesn't go on the Mizbech. So the pasuk must be telling me even by Perishu. Why doesn't Geranasha go on the Mizbech? Because the pasuk. In Cheskel, it says, "Se'echem and Atzayim, and Amasayim, and Mashke Yisrael." Okay, what does that mean? Gemara learns out, "Menamutul Yisrael." Okay, you can only bring something on the mizbeach that's mutter for Jew to eat. Avagid Anasha, like Chirabi Kra Pirshu and Teir Rabbi, like Mechubari in the Yisura. So according to the Chachamim. We're not talking about the Gid Anasha. Because anyway, the Gid Anasha you can't bring up. So what Gid are we talking about? Kosher Gid. And if it's Mechubarim, we already know it from the Reish. Elamai, Hakol is telling me even not Mechubarim, even Pirushu. Rebbe, me to have a Chel V'dam. Chel V'dam, the Surin Lechol, craving the choir, he said, "I'm not going to eat the treifa." Yeah, I'm in basa kar kula. So in other words, the Chum say we're might get an asha from a mashke Yisrael. Rabbi says, "Hare we put chaylev zaser, dam zaser," and still the Torah says you can mark it. I mean, something that's part of the carbon, you can mark it. A treifa, you can. That's what we learn out. Rabbanan mitzvah sabakak shani. might be a machlokes whether or not you mark of the get a nasha by a car.